We'll talk about another case of renting. The last 2 weeks we spoke about what happens if you rent a car and there's something wrong with the car. We divided that into two different types of halachas. One is if the car still worked, it just was very slow, or it was inconvenient, the air conditioner broke, the windshield wiper broke, maybe making it work inconveniently. So there we said you have to pay the full price for the rental because it's your mazel that this thing happens. You can't blame that on the owner. Last week we spoke about if the car completely died, so then we can't say it's your mazel anymore. Then you have the right to demand a replacement. And we spoke about what exactly that means. It could be that that the owner has the choice of either returning your money or giving you the replacement. According to other Rishonim, means you could demand the replacement, and if not, you can go at his expense to wherever you need to go. So that was last week's shiur. This week, we're going to talk about nothing was wrong with the car, but something was wrong with the circumstances. Outside circumstances occurred that prevented you from proper use of what you rented. I'll tell you the case from this Mohan Haraya. It could be a real case. I'm not sure if they write real cases or hypothetical cases, but someone lives in Muncie and he rented a car with Olive Reich from his friend who lived in Borough Park to travel to Montreal. So he took the car from Borough Park, he went to Montreal, and he made it okay to Montreal. But when he's on his way back from Montreal to Muncie, it started snowing, it was a blizzard, and he couldn't get back to Borough Park in time. So he had rented the car for 3 days for the trip. Because of the blizzard, he got delayed. So the question is, does he have to pay for the extra day or two, whatever amount of time it was extra, does he have to pay for those days for the rental, as well as the 3 days that he had hired the car for? Right, that's the question.
I hear honest.
Honestly, what could he do, and therefore what?
And therefore, he'd be chayiv.
He should be chayiv?
Should not be
chayiv.
And if the owner of the car had wanted to plow the road all the way up, you know?
Yeah, so we have to be careful here. We're not talking... Right here, you have to, when you're saying onus, we're not talking where the renter did something wrong with the car, right? Though we haven't been dealing with those halachas since the beginning of this game. We're not talking, you know, it's if the renter messes up the car, so then if it's, he's chayiv for negligence, he's chayiv for if it gets stolen or lost, and he's pater for an onus, right? That's if he messes up the car, if it's in an accident that was his no fault. But here we're talking where something prevented him from returning it. The Michas Pitin says there's no issue of mazel here. Mazel is if you're driving the car and your windshield wipers break, so that's your mazel. But if it's a blizzard, we're going to say it's your mazel that Hashem made a snow over the whole city, over the whole state. That's not your mazel. It could be that other guy's mazel and you just happen to be there. Yeah, okay, I hear that also. But Michas Pitim says there's no sign of mazel when it's something that's widespread. And there's a Gemara that's mashed that way also. We're talking where there was no contract here. But if there is a contract and you say, I'm charging you $100 a day, and if you come back it's going to be late, it's going to be $1,000 a day, even if you sign that contract, you're not bound to it, because that's called a smachta, where you can't make some unreasonable fine for a lateness. That's an asmachta, and that wouldn't be binding. So to start talking about our question, we'll talk about a question that Rosh had. This ends up being in brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud, Siv Gimel. The last 2 weeks we did Siv Aleph and Siv Beis of Simen Shin Yud. This is Shin Yud, Siv Gimel, Chuvas Rosh and Simen Tzadi Beis, Os Gimel, Klal Tzadi Beis, Os Gimel. The question was, I have it on the handout. There weren't a lot of Gemara, so it's on the front side of the handout. Ruvain shehiskir behemta l'shimin l'shnei yom leilach l'laksa. Ruvain rented out his animal to Shimon for 2 days. It was a 2-day journey to go to a certain place and to come back. Rabbi Yom Sheni, the second day when he's coming back, because Araso, on his way back, Gadol ha'nor mimeyav shonet. The river swelled from the rainwater entering in. Ashehutzot la'akev yom echad. He couldn't travel anymore. The animal wouldn't go. So he had to delay his return for a day. So the question they asked the Rosh was, in chai likin schiras also yom. Is Shimon obligated to pay for that extra day of rental? Im nemar anusu, do we say that this is an onus and he should therefore be pater? What could he have done? nechalek, right, the halacha is like this. Halacha is, if I say, I'm going to give you $100 with a certain under a certain condition, I'll give you $100 if I don't come back tomorrow. And the reason I don't come back tomorrow is the beginning of the reason I didn't come back the next day was because I was in onus. The river went, I couldn't get back, so then I don't have to pay the $100 because that's an onus. The onus stopped me from coming back. By mamon we say, yesh onus b'mamon. So do we say here also, he's not going to be chai for that extra day because what should he have done? It's an onus. Oh, nechalek bein onsa dischirus, b'boi leilis nuyeh. Or do we say, here it's different. Here they made a deal. They made a deal that I'm going to rent your animal for 2 days. Now, if I didn't want to pay for that extra day, I should have said, if something happens that I can't make it back, I don't want to have to pay that extra day. By me not saying that, by me not making that stipulation, it's as if I mochel it, and then I'm obligating myself to pay. So that's the shaila of the Rosh Hashanah. Do we say that it's an onus, and there's a rule by mama, and we say there's, you can tie it, it's an onus, and my tanai was not broken because of any fault of my own? Or do we say by renting you have an obligation to stipulate that if you are delayed unavoidably, you don't want to have to pay? So tshuva, the Rosh answers, there's another shayla also we're not going to talk about tonight. The tshuva to this shayla, the Rosh says, it depends how he rented it. And that's going to be the main theme tonight, that there's two basic types of cases when you rent something. In Sochra Behemeli Yamin, if the price that you settled on was you're renting it per day, right, the price was a certain amount per day you're paying $25 a day for the car. So then Lo Shaykh Beitain is onus kolkach, you don't have such a strong claim to say it's an onus. The condition was, I'm paying you $20 a day, and so what? It took a few extra days, but I'm paying you per day, so I have to pay that for each day's rental, even though it was an onus that stopped me from coming. But if the price wasn't per day, you said I had to go to Montreal and back, and he said, okay, I want $100 for that. He didn't say a rate per day. Or he said, oh, it's going to take you 2 days, so this is the price. And they know it takes 2 days. So here also, even though they know it takes 2 days, but the price was a blanket price. It was a one price for that 2 day trip. So then the halacha is like this. So then he's not chayiv. Then the socher is not chayiv, except for one case. And then it goes like these halachas we had in the past. We'll see in the Gemara soon. Depends. What's the usual circumstance over here? If it's not common for the river to swell like that, that it makes the roads impassable, then say to the Bala Behemahu. Then the owner takes the loss. He can't claim that extra rental. And the Rush continues, if it's something that it does usually happen. So then it depends. If it's something that usually happens, and both the renter and the owner know that this river swells, sometimes they know that it's a snowy season, and it could snow sometimes, it's something that's known, or it's something that's completely, it's an earthquake, that no one would have thought of something happening like that. So then, also the Baal Behema loses. Like, in all those cases, he can't claim the extra rental. If it's a completely uncommon occurrence, or even if it's common, but it's something that they either both know about or they both don't know about. Right? Everyone knows if you live around Montreal that it starts snowing, but they don't know what it's like over there. Right? So in that case, he can't claim, I want the extra days paid. It's only where you're renting per day. That's when you come late, but it's not your fault, but the deal was you're paying me every day $20. You have to pay today also. But if it was a blanket price, it was a single price for the whole trip, so then you can't say, well, you came late, so you have to pay that extra because you're paying for the trip, and the fact that you came back late, that's an onus, and you can't make him chayiv for that. The only case the socher is chayiv is if the river is known to swell, and the socher knows about it. He travels that road all the time, and he knows that it often happens that the river overflows and he can't travel, and the owner does not know about it, so then he loses out. It's his pshia. He should have said something. You know that you're going to Montreal. You know that it's going, that it snows, and he doesn't know it snows. So you should tell him, by the way, you know, in case something happens that I'm late, that sometimes it happens that things happen that it's that unavoidable, I can't do anything, I don't want to have to pay the extra money. Now, this last psak is based on the Gemara that I have at the top of the page about workers. The Gemara says in Bamasiya Ayin Zayin, Amar Rava, Rava said, Haiman da Ogi Agari the Davla, if you hired workers to water the field, but the river stopped, right, the water source, they cut off the water in the middle of the day. So Elo Avid Pasik, if it's something that doesn't usually happen, say to the Poelin, then the workers are going to lose, they can't claim money from the owner. Avid Pasik, if it's something that usually happens, so then it depends, like the Rosh said, even a Masa, say to the Poelin, if they're both from the town, so they should know that it stop sometimes, so then they lose out. But Labanei Masa, if they're not from town, and the owner knows that the river sometimes stops, and they don't, so then it's his pshia, and that's pshia to the Baal HaBayis. Then the Baal HaBayis loses. The Rosh explains, when you're dealing with a case where someone's trying to be motzi money mechaveir, he's trying to be motzi mechaveir al haraya, if you're trying to take money from someone else, you have to prove that he owes it to you. In the Gemara, those workers are trying to collect money for work that they didn't do. So they have to prove that it's the burden of proof is upon them to show why they should get the money. So if it's something that they should have known could happen, if it's something that no one knows could happen, it's an unusual thing, so then they have no claim to get that money. It's prove to me that you knew about it, or that it's that you should have made it tonight. We don't know who's at fault over here, so you can't take the money. But if it's something that the owner knew, the employer knew, and the employee had no idea about it, so then we say, that's your fault, employer. You should have told them that I'm hiring you, and you're coming out here, but sometimes it ends up that you won't be able to do the job, and in that case, I don't want to have to pay you, because the owner knows about it, and they don't know about it. So in that case, it's incumbent upon the owner to say that, otherwise he's going to have to pay. And that's what the Rush says. The Smar explains the Rush over here also, that if I'm renting out my animal to you, I'm renting out my animal to you, and something happens that made you come late. And now there's a Shaila, if I have a right to make a claim from you. We'll see exactly why there should be such a shaila to start with. But there's a question now whether I have the right to demand payment from you. So the burden of proof is upon me. If it's something that is completely unusual, so then I can't take the money from you. It's something that we both know about, it's usual, we both know about it, everyone knows it snows, so then I also can't take the money from you. It's a mosi mechaveir al haraya. Only in a case where it's something that you knew about as the renter, and I as the owner did not know about it, then it was incumbent upon you to tell me that you should know that it might be that I might be late because sometimes this onus happens, and I don't want to have to pay in case I come late. And if you didn't do that, so then it's like you're a mochlid, and you have to pay even though you were unavoidably delayed. Right, that's the tshuva of the Rosh, and that's paskind in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so we have two cases that we have to talk about. One case is where it's a daily rental, and the other case is where it was a rental just to do the job, to get to the place and back. Now, from the Rosh himself, we saw it's not so simple the way you define those. Like, a daily rental, we understand, would be simply like normal cases when you go to a car company, a rental company, and there they say, you went for 3 days, it's $25 a day. Any additional day they put on the contract is also $25 a day. So then there'd be no shaila that if you came back late for any reason whatsoever, you're going to have to pay. And here the Minchas Pitim puts out, there's no heter to say if it's not a Jewish company, you don't have to pay. When we were talking, there might be a difference between a Jewish company and a non-Jewish company. That's talking whether you ruin something and you're chayiv as a shomer to pay non-Jew, so there's a shayla, there's no shayla, because non-Jews are not in the parsha shem, and if they give us something to watch and we damage it, we don't have to pay them. If we give them something to watch and they, not, I'm sorry, they don't damage it, we are poshaya, it gets damaged, so we don't have to pay, and if they watch something of ours, we get something to a goy to watch, and he's poshaya, and if we spoke at the Arsameyach, that there you don't, he doesn't have to pay you either. They're not in the din of shomim. Here the Minchas Pitim says, we're not talking about shomim, we're talking about a rental agreement. If you make an agreement with any human being, you have to stick to your agreement. Over here, you agreed with the rental agency that if you are late, you're going to pay per day. That's the way the rental was set up. They asked you how long you're going to be. That's just because they wanted to have an idea how to ration out their cars. But they clearly were saying, if you come late, you're going to pay every single day. The fact that you're delayed because of the snowstorm in Montreal, that doesn't make you part. The question, though, is how much you have to pay. There's a machlokus. Now, if once again, if it's in the contract that you have to pay $25 a day, that's what you agreed upon. But suppose you said, I'm renting it per day. How long is it going to take you? It's going to take you 3 days. Okay, so I charge $25 a day. I want $75 from your trip. And then you end up coming 2 days late because of the snowstorm. Now, how much do you have to pay for those last 2 days? It's not like the case of the rental company where they say specifically, you pay $25 a day. You didn't say that. You said, I'm charging you $25 a day because you're going 3 days. I'll charge you $25 a day. And now you come back 2 days late. So the SMA says that you don't have to pay the full $25 because he was charging you $25 when you were going to be using it, when you were going to be using that animal. Here where you have to park the animal for 2 days because of the snowstorm, there's no wear and tear, so you would charge what most people would be willing to rent out their animal if it's not going to work. The Shmos Yaakov agrees with the Sma, the Chavis Yari disagrees. The Nesivis makes a type of a chilik. He says you have to see what the terms of the rental were for. He says, when do you say that you could deduct it? That's Dr. Shapir Shlashisachala Masa Kach Yamim. You said, look, I need to use this to carry heavy loads for 5 days. And the owner said, okay, you have heavy load, so that's $25 a day. So then if the next 2 days it was not doing anything, so you could say, look, the price of $25 was because it was a heavy load. These last 2 days was no heavy load, so then you should be potter. But the Nesiva says, if he just said, how many days are you going to need it? I need it for 3 days. Okay, it's $25 a day for the 3 days. So then the use of what you were going to use it for wasn't entering into the price. He just said, I'm not going to have my animal for 3 days, so I charge $25 a day to give him my animal. So then even if you end up not using it, the fact that I didn't have use of my animal, that gives me the right to demand the full $25. I would think, in the case of the car, sometimes if you rent a car and it's unlimited mileage, they charge more than if you're paying for limited mileage. So if you rent a car and they give you the higher price because you're using unlimited mileage, and once again, there's no set agreement on what you're going to have to pay the extra days. It's from your friend next door. And he asks you, where are you going? You're going to Montreal. You're going such a big trip. So then I charge $50 a day for the wear and tear on the trip. So then you come back 2 days late because of the snowstorm. You can say, look, that $50 price was because of the wear and tear. Here it was parked for 2 days, and I don't want to have to pay the full $50 for that amount. He said, where are you going? Okay, how many days is it going to be? I don't care where you're going. I charge $50 a day because I have lost the use of my car for those days. So then we don't care that you didn't use it or you used it. It doesn't make a difference. The fact was that he was without his car for those 2 extra days, even though it was no fault of yours. But that's the deal. You agreed to rent it for $50 a day, and the fact that you came back late requires you to pay for those 2 days that you came late. So that's the first set of halachas. In a case where the rental was per day, so then you are chayiv even though you come late through no fault of your own. You have to pay per day because there was this window in the rental agreement that you know, you're planning on coming back in 3 days, but if something happens that you're late, so then you the rental like renews itself and it continues, and you have to pay. Okay, now that's the first half. The second half we're going to talk about where there wasn't an agreement per day. It was a case, you asked your friend, can I borrow, rent your car? And he says, where are you going? You say, I'm going to Montreal. And he says, you're going to Montreal. Even if he says, how long is it going to take? And you say it's going to take 3 days. And he says, $150. So in that case, there was no agreement to continue the rental past those 3 days. So in most cases, we said, the renter will be putter if he's delayed unavoidably. There's one case we said he was chayiv, was in a case where he knew that in Montreal these things happen, and the owner did not know. So there, since he knew about it, he should have made a stipulation that in case I'm unavoidably delayed, I don't want to have to pay for that extra time I'm out. And by not doing that, we assume that he's mochlid and he wants to pay, and he has to pay that extra amount. The Minchas Pitim asks, why should he be chayiv for that? What exactly is the chiyuv? Here there was no chiyuv at all. The deal was, I'm renting it to go to Montreal and for 3 days, and that's it. And in all the other cases, we say once those 3 days are finished, the rental's finished. There's no deal anymore. What gives you the chiyuv to pay that extra amount? So he says that there also the assumption is, if it's the note of Yehuda, he brings from the note of Yehuda, that we assume that the fact that he knew about it and the other person didn't, that is an implicit agreement to rent it even afterwards. He says it's not because you are a shomer that you're late, it's because this is part of the schiras, and that's what he says, it'll apply even to a guy. By the way, it's important to know, he also says, in cases where you're chayiv to pay, either the case where the rental agreement was per day, like you rent a tool and you agree to pay $20 a day for the tool, and then you lost it. You lost it and then you found it 2 years later. So the Minchas Pitim says you're chayiv to pay for the full 2 years that it was late. So the Pisley Choshen has a shayla, but if the tool is only worth $100 and you're going to have to pay $2,000 for it being late, that doesn't seem to be fair. So, but he says, if you paid for the tool, right, you say, look, I lost it, I can't find it, here's the money. So then you might have a tie note, like you bought it, it's finished. But if you never pay for it, these people rent out their tool every day, and if they had rented it to a lot of other people, they would have made that income for the 2 years of renting out their tool. So the fact is that you had it those 2 years, so you have to pay the full value.
I thought he can't understand that he can't get paid for lost
profits.
He's getting paid for lost
profits. That's the kasha there, the note of Yehuda is asking, but the note of Yehuda is answering that. And this is what Minchas Pitim is saying, that you're not paying for Mevatel Kisa Shachaver. It's not because you lost his profits. You're paying because you made a rental agreement. And your rental agreement was that you're going to pay $20 a day, even if it's late, under the circumstances when you're chayiv, because it's late. So you're paying as a renter, not as a mazik. You're not paying as a mazik, because you're right. A mazik, it will be a grama. We're going to see a case soon. It's only a grama. Even if it's a garmi, it's a shogeg, you weren't responsible. It's not something you could do. Certainly if it's an onus yapater, you're paying as a renter. And there's no difference if one person rents it for 2 years or 700 people rent it for 2 years. They have to pay the rental every single day. If you pay for the loss, so then it could be that you purchase it and then you don't have to pay anymore. That's his shayla. That's a pesachin chosh in shayla on the mitzvah's pitim's psat. So at this point we have two halachas. Our case from Borough Park to Montreal. If the Borough Park person had said the price is $50 a day and he got delayed unavoidably, we would say that he has to pay the rental for those extra days. He might be able to take a discount depending on the way the rental was formulated, whether the fact that it was being used was part of the rental agreement, so it could be that you could take a discount on that. If the rental agreement was, you're going to Montreal, this is my price for Montreal, $150, and you come back unavoidably late, you couldn't help it, so in that case we would say, l'chora, we would say, that you're trying to force to take money from me. You can't take any money from me. The rental agreement's over. We're not sure whether I should make a stipulation. I should have or not. We don't know who's right or wrong. So you can't take money from me unless it's a circumstance that either renter knew about and you, the owner, did not know about, then it was incumbent upon me to inform you that, look, this happens sometimes, and I just want to let you know that if it happens, I don't want to be responsible for those extra days. And if I didn't say that, so then I had to pay those extra days. Okay, but it's not so simple. There's another type of onus that could happen. That's the Chavis Yoyer. The Chavis Yoyer had a case different than the snow. He was talking about Reuven had a horse that he rented out a certain amount per day, and Levi needed to borrow it or to rent it for 3 days to speak to one of the king's officers. And he said, I want, it takes 3 days to get there, but I want to rent a horse for 8 days. And while he was talking to the governor over there, they made a false accusation against him. They put him in jail for 10 days. Reuven sent a messenger to Reuven, where's my horse? And Levi answered him, I'll bring it back soon, I'll get out of jail any day. And the messenger went back home empty-handed, because the Levi said, look, I'll take it back myself. However, it didn't work out the Levi expected. Witnesses came and testified falsely against him, and he was stuck in jail for a month. So when he came back a month late, Reuven said, I want all the payment for the days. It was a half a gold coin a day. I want 15 gold coins for the 3 days that you were late. And Levi says, I don't want to pay. It's not my fault. I thought I'd get out, and I didn't get out. So the Chavis Yoyer paskins. He goes through this whole thing that, first of all, he says, you can't say he held him, he's chayav because he stopped him from making money, because that's mevatel kishal chaveiro. He's not a mazik. And even if he was, it would be a garmi, and it's a garmi where he had no choice, and a garmi where there's an honest, everyone agrees is pater. Then he says, that's only though, in this case, because it was a blanket price. I need it for 8 days, and he said, okay, here's the price for the 8 days. I charge this, this is the price for the 8 day trip. But if he had charged him for a day, then based on our sugya, he's saying, then certainly Levi would have had to pay for the rental every single day. So that's what the Chavis Yoyer paskins in his case. Now the Shvus Yaakov and the Nesivos disagree with the Chavis Yoyer for two reasons. They say that this case of the Chavis Yoyer is different than the Rosh's case in two ways. And you hear a difference. So they say there's two differences. In the case of the Rosh, when the river overflows, there's no way that Reuven, whoever it was, can return the horse. The river's overflowed. There's nothing he can do. The horse is stuck over there. That's a real onus. But in the case of the Chavis Yoyer, he had some Eitzah. The Eitzah was that he could have sent it back with the Shliach that Reuven sent. And Levi chose not to. He said, look, I'll probably get out tomorrow. And he made a big mistake. And even when he saw that he couldn't, he just sent it out with someone else, that Reuven a trustworthy person. So in that case, the Nesiva says, the Shvus Yaakov also, that you can't say that's like the Rosh's case to make the person pater. Because they had a way to return it. And they chose not to return it, so they're responsible for it. And the second thing he says is, why didn't he send back the horse with the shliach? Because he wanted to ride back with it. He wanted to take it back with him because he didn't want to be stuck there and then have to find new transportation. So he thought, look, I paid him for 8 days. It's not my fault. I'll keep it here and I'll have a free way to get back. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck. So that combination of reasons, which was Yaakov and the Nesivos, say that that's different than the case of the Rosh. In other words, the only time we say the case of the Rosh is if the person is unavoidably delayed and there's no way that he could return the horse at all. There's nothing he could do. Over here, in the case where he got sick, and this they say, if someone got sick in the hospital, nowadays all they have to do is call the owner and say, look, I'm stuck. You know, if you want, pick it up now. I'm sorry, I can't get back now. And if he fails to do that, so then according to the Shvus Yaakov and the Nesivos, is going to be chayiv. The Ketzos agrees with the Chavis Yoyer. But there's this machlokis, whether this halacha, this heter that we talked about, that if you're just renting for the job, and you didn't get back in time from an unavoidable circumstance, if there was some way that you could have at least sent the horse back, even though you're stuck, because in the Chavis Yoris case, because he's in jail, or if someone's in the hospital, someone's sick, something happens, they can't get back, so then they're responsible to send back the merchandise, and if they don't, they're chayiv to do that. So this Kuntres from the Machon HaRoi says the same thing would be in the case of the snowstorm. In the case of the snowstorm, it's true that you can't send the car back, right? And nothing's moving. But you have that other reason. You are happy that you have the car with you because you need the car to drive back with. And you're happy that the car is there because this is your way to get home. The case of the rush was talking where you needed to rent an animal, not for transportation. You could walk, but you needed the animal to schlep your things that you're selling. And you took it all the way over there to where you needed to sell the stuff, and you sold all your merchandise. You're just taking the animal back now because you finished the job. You sold what you needed, and you don't need it anymore. So your delay with the horse doesn't help you any. In fact, you'd rather not have to feed the horse in the meantime. So in that case, the rush says if you're delayed unavoidably and there was no agreement of that you want to pay per day no matter what, so then you're potter. But in a case where you're happy to have that horse with you, you're happy to have that car with you because that's your transportation back, so there, they say as a suffix, it could be, then you're chayiv. See, it's not so simple because the Nesivos had both reasons. The Nesivos and the Shulz Yaakov said that, look, you have the opportunity to send it back even though you're stuck, plus you're happy that it's there. The question is, if you only have one reason without the other, would you say that here? Well, here you can't send it back because it's the middle of the blizzard, but you are happy to have the car because when the blizzard ends, you have your transportation back. So it's not so clear whether that's such a good svara. But then in addition, this is what Yaakov said before, since we're saying the whole reason you're pater in these cases is because amosim mechaveir all of araya, that's the way the Sma said it, based on the rush. If you were given a deposit, when you rented the car, you gave a deposit. And now the question when you came back late was, the owner of the car wants to hold your deposit. He doesn't want to give you back your deposit because you're late. I'm keeping your deposit for all the days that you were away. And you want to take that, money back because, look, it's not my fault. This is a case where it was unavoidable, it's an onus, and the rental was for a certain amount of time. And you want to get your money back. So there we say, Hamosim Achaveir Olav Araya. And you, as the renter, can't take your money back because the burden of proof is upon you in that case. But it was something you both could have known that there was a blizzard, or you both did not know that there could be a blizzard. Either way, we say that Hamosim Achaveir Olav Araya, the burden of proof is upon the person trying to extract the money. So here where you gave a deposit, so in that case you're trying to get the money back. So then that would be an additional problem the renter might have in taking his money back in his Barakar case.
Is the credit card...
Yeah, I was just going to say that, thank you. I'm not sure. But if you give a credit card, I don't think that's called a deposit.
He has the ability to use it.
He has the ability to use it, but right now, who owns the money? Who owns that $10,000 on the credit card? I own it. You have the right, in case something goes wrong, to take money out of my bank, out of my credit, and use it. So for you to do that, Hamas Mechavel of Araya. Now, if you did do it, I'm saying I don't think you're allowed to, but if you did do it, so then the halacha is, if you're in a case where it's Hamas Mechavel of Araya, and you're toe-faced the money, you know, Besson didn't say you could, but you went and you grabbed his money anyway, so here you took the credit card and you cashed it, so then if you cashed it already, so then you'll be able to keep the money. So summing up what we do know, and then where there might be a little bit of ambiguity. What we do know is that if you rent something and the rate is per day, clearly the rate is a per day rate, then no matter why it is that you come late, because something that you could have known, something you could have known about, unavoidable, but the facts are that you rented it per day and you came back late, you have to pay for every day you come late. There could be some There could be some discount because you didn't end up using it. Now, if it is, by the way, for sure, I didn't say this, but for sure, if you came back on time and you just couldn't use it, you were going to the chasana and there was a blizzard that you couldn't make it to the chasana, and you came back on time and you say, look, I know I rented it for 3 days for $150, but I ended up not using it. So certainly you have no claim to say that you don't want to have to pay, because it's not my fault that you couldn't make it to the chasana. I gave you my car for 3 days and you had it. You could, though, say, look, there also you might claim a discount. The fact that the car was just parked for the 3 days because it was a blizzard, so there you might say, but you know, I want the cheaper rate because it wasn't really used the way I had planned on renting it. Right, so that much you would have. Okay, so that's if it was a rental per day. If it was a rental for the job, it was a rental, I'm going to Montreal, and this is a flat price for going to Montreal, so then it depends. So then you can't say simply that the rental extends forever, because the rental agreement was go to Montreal, and that's finished, and this 3 days was the trip, with whatever it takes, with $150, and that's all I should have to pay you. And that really is halacha in most cases, because we say, and if I haven't given a deposit, if you don't have any money, for me to have to pay you, you have to prove that I should have made a stipulation. And the only time I'll have to pay is if it was something that I knew about as the renter that you didn't know about and I didn't tell you. So then I'm responsible to pay. And once again, it could be that you'll make a discount because it wasn't used at its full force. However, in the cases that we said that you don't have to pay, right, in the case where we don't have to pay because it was a flat rate and it wasn't something that you knew about and the owner didn't know about, but if it's a circumstance that where it's a circumstance where you could have sent it back, you couldn't use it because you were unable to come back because you were in the hospital, chas v'shalom, or the person got put in jail and he couldn't come back, but he could have sent the merchandise back, or could have called the owner and said, look, I can't send it back now, pick it up. So in that case, we have the machlokes between the Chavas Yoyer and the Nesivos and the Shvus Yaakov, whether you might be responsible in that case. And it could be you're even responsible if you just have one of those reasons, like the case we were talking about, where the car is stuck in the blizzard, but you're happy to have it with you. It's true you can't send it back, but you're going to come back with it. You're going to still be using it when you come back. So that could revive the rental agreement and make you chayiv to pay for every day that you were late, even though it was a flat rate rental agreement. But the fact that you're using it on the way back reconstitutes the rental agreement to make it go straight through, and then you'll be chayiv to pay the rental rate or maybe a discount depending on how the agreement was made. I'd just like to add that when I mentioned that if something happened during the days of the rental, that there might be a way of reducing the amount you have to pay, that's Shiloh the Pisrei Choshen brings, that someone had rented a typewriter and ended up not using it, and he asked for a discount. The Pisrei Choshen does not think that there would be a way to ask for the discount, because you rented it for those amount of days, you had it for those days. It's not like the cases we've been talking about where we are trying to charge you for days that you did not have the rental for, that where you had only rented it for the 3 days and you got delayed because of the snow. So the question there is, you have to pay for those extra days the same price or maybe a less amount. Here you had rented it for 3 days and you had it for 3 days. It's hard to hear that you would have a right to have a discount, but there is such a shaila in the poskim.